Good morning, everybody.
弟兄姐妹早安。
So, who has read this passage before?
谁以前读过这段经文呢？
It's a pretty well-known passage, right?
这是大家都很熟悉的经文，是不是？
I mean, you get a young rich man who comes to Jesus.
你看到一位年轻的财主来到耶稣面前。
He wants to add to his resume, so he says, I've got all the worldly goods, I now want heavenly goods.
他把自己的履历摆在耶稣面前说，这世上的东西很好的我都有了，我现在想要天上那美好的东西。
And then Jesus tells him, sell everything and come follow me.
那耶稣跟他说，你要变卖一切所有的来跟从我。
And he goes away sad.
然后他就忧忧愁愁的走了。
Now, many times when we read this verse, we focus on how much stuff he has.
很多时候当我们读这段经文的时候，我们都注意到这个年轻的财主他拥有多少的财物。
We talk about how he is unwilling to let go of worldly things.
我们总是谈到说他不愿意撇弃他所有的那些东西。
But the thing that we're going to learn about this verse is it's a little bit more than that.
但是今天我们要从这段经文来学的是比我们以前所想的还多一些的东西。
And so with that, let me pray for us and we'll get right into it, okay?
在我们继续之前，我们一起来祷告。
Dear Lord God, we just want to thank you for today.
亲爱的天父，我们就是为今天来感谢你。
We pray, Lord, that you would speak through your word to each and every single one of us.
我们祷告你借着你自己的话语向我们每一个人来说话。
We pray that you would just instill within our hearts a greater love for you.
我们祷告你把你自己的话语用你的爱放在我们的心中。
Give us wisdom because we lack it.
赐给我们所缺乏的智慧。
Give us knowledge for we lack it.
赐给我们所缺乏的知识。
Give us humility for we lack it.
赐给我们所缺乏的谦卑。
We put this time into your hands.
我们把这段时间就交在你的手中。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣的名祷告。阿们。
So the rich young ruler story typically will resonate with many people.
这个年轻财主的故事其实跟很多人的故事都是很相似的。
Because it is easy for us to not like people who are wealthier than us.
其实我们都一样的，就是对比我们还富有的人，我们可能都不会那么的喜欢他们。
Because we only have so much, and that other person has even more.
因为我们就只有这些，然后其他人都是比我们有更多的。
So when God says something like, "When you have more worldly goods, you cannot enter the kingdom of heaven," we feel better.
所以当我们听到神说，如果你在地上拥有很多东西，你可能很难进天国，我们听到都会比较高兴，感觉好一些。
Because we count our bank account and our 401k.And our assets, we're in the negative.
因为当我们在看我们的银行存款，我们看我们的那个退休金，我们看到好像都是负数的。
And so we say, okay, yay, I have, you know, heavenly treasures, while these people, they just keep earthly treasures.
所以我们说 yeah, 我会拥有天上的财宝，当那些有钱人他们有的只是地上的物质而已。
And so we begin to feel a little more comforted, right?
所以我们感到被安慰了。
Oh, I don't need worldly possession.
Oh, 我不需要这地上的财宝。
I don't need anything from this world. I don't need any of that because I have Jesus and I have heavenly possession.
Oh, 我不需要这世上什么东西，因为我有主耶稣，我有天上的财宝。
And then one day you hit the lottery.
但是有一天你中了彩券。
Oh no, now you're in a little bit of trouble, right?
Oh, 那你现在有麻烦了。
Because before you hated all those rich people because of all the things they had that you didn't have.
因为以前你不喜欢那些有钱人，是因为他们有的东西你都没有。
And you say that you want heavenly treasures.
那你那个时候说你想要是天上的财宝。
And God says okay.
神说这很好。
And He gives you worldly treasures.
然后现在神给你地上的财宝了。
Now what do you do?
那你要怎么办呢
？Are you willing to take? You know what was the big one? It was like $650 million, somewhere around there for the Powerball.
6000多万。
600, yeah, I think so.
6, 000, 000 yeah.
And then are you willing to say, God, here you go, all of it. I'm going to have heavenly treasures.
这个时候你愿意说，神啊，这六千万都给你吧，我只要有天上的就好了。
See, in reality, you'd probably be like me, right?
事实上你可能会像我一样。
So you say, okay, God, normally you're supposed to tithe 10%.
然后你会对神说，平常你是要我们奉献十分之
一。I'll give you 50% of my $650 million.
现在呢，我愿意给你50%.
Because I still have student loans to pay, I have mortgage to pay.
因为我还有房屋贷款、学生贷款要还。
My car is old.
我的车子很旧了。
When my kids go to college, it might be $1 million by then.
当我的孩子要上大学的时候，那时候他可能要付几百万的学费。
Piano lessons, violin lessons, tennis lessons. SAT prep, there's a lot of bills to pay.
他要上钢琴课，要上网球课，要上一些课，还有以后要准备考大学的一些经费。
And so God, more than 10%, 50%, clear conscience, right? I can use the rest of my $325 million.
所以你跟神说，神不止十分之一，我愿意奉献一半给你。当你这样讲的时候，你觉得良心很安。
You see, when we talk about wealth and we talk about following God, it changes when we have much to give up.
所以当我们讲到说我们要跟随神，我们要放弃一切的时候，当我们自己拥有很多东西的时候，那个时候是有一个改变的观
念。Because it is easy to say we want to give everything up when we don't have anything to give.
因为当我们自己的东西不是拥有很多的时候，我们很容易说神啊，我愿意给你一切。
Which is why when we read this passage, we can't assume that God's only talking to wealthy people.
所以当我们在读这段经文的时候，我们不能只去想说神只是对那些有钱的人讲这段经文。
There is so much more attached to the idea of wealth than we expect when we read scripture.
其实在这里面所要讲的东西是比讲财富还更多的东西。
Because what comes with wealth is your very identity.
其实在讲到财富的时候，其实讲到的是我们自己的身份。
Whether that is your wealth of knowledge, your PhD,
那个身份不只是讲到你的财富，也讲到你的知识或是你的学识。
Or wealth of respect in your title or position,
或是你的头衔或是你的位置。
Or even wealth of, you know, material things,
或是这地上的这些财宝。
You see, all of those are difficult for people to give up.
其实这些东西对我们来讲都是很难放弃的。
And so what we're going to do here today is we're going to look at this passage and try to break down what it means to follow Christ.
所以我们今天要从这段经文来思想跟随耶稣是什么意思。
Because there are three separate parts that we need to look at.
在这里有三段我们要来看。
Number one, who is it that we're following?
第一段是我们所跟随的是谁。
Number two,is what are we willing to give up?
第二段是我们所愿意放弃的是什么?
And number three, are we willing to give it all up?
第三个是我们是不是愿意都放下这一切?
So the second is how much stuff do we have or what God is calling us to give up? And the third is, are we willing to give that up?
所以第二点是讲到说我们有多少东西，神给我们多少东西，这些东西是必须要放掉的。第三点要讲的是说，我们是不是愿意放掉这一切的东西，撇下来跟随神。
So let's take a look at Matthew chapter 19. Let's look at verse 16 to verse 17.
所以让我们再一次来看马太福音十九章，我们先来看十六到十七节。
I'm going to read in English and then we'll read in Chinese.
我们先读英文，再来读中文。
It says, and behold, a man came up to him saying,Jesus, what good deed must I do to have eternal life? And he said to him, Why do you ask me what is good? There is only one who is good. If you would enter life, keep the commandments.
有一个人来见耶稣说，夫子，我该做什么善事才能得永生？耶稣对他说，你为什么以善事问我呢？只有一位是善的，除了神以外，没有一个是良善的。
What is interesting about the question that is posed to Christ here is this man, this young man, this rich young ruler says, what good deed must I do to have eternal life?
这个年轻的财主来到耶稣面前问了一个问题，就是说我该做什么善事才能得永生。
You see, the first mistake that we come in contact with when following God is that we think that we must do something.
所以第一个错误的观念就是当我们来到神面前问神说我们怎样可以得永生的时候，我们以为我们必须要做什么事情。
What must we do? We love that phrase.
我们很喜欢这句话，我需要做什么事。
Because we love having steps to a certain goal, right?
因为我们都喜欢说有一些步骤能够达到一个目标。
At work, last week, I think I had 3 days where I had 6.5 hours of meetings in an 8-hour day.
上个礼拜有连续三天，我都有六个半小时的会议在开。
And all of these meetings have to do with projects.、Right?
这些会议都是跟一些工作的项目有关系的。
Project plans, deliverables, milestones, goals, timelines.
就是项目的计划、项目的时间要完成的时间是多少，中间要做多少事情。
And people love that because all the managers who don't actually do the work are sitting in that room telling people like what the milestones are supposed to be, and then all the workers are sitting there like, oh my goodness.
我们都知道在公司里面那些经理他们都不用做事情，可是他们设了一些的目标，找了一些项目要你做，然后告诉你时间多少，然后我们要做的人就
And that mentality is so frequent in our lives where everything is a 5-step plan, a 10-step plan, you know, 3 easy things to do to lose weight. There's all these things that are just steps, 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 steps.
所以我们生活充满的都是步骤步骤步骤，你要减肥这里有三件事情可以做，你要做这样的事情有五个步骤要做。
You know, BuzzFeed made that famous, right?If you guys know what BuzzFeed is, maybe you don't. It's a website, and they realize that people love lists. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
有一个网站啊，那里他都知道说人们都很喜欢做事情有步骤，所以他列了很多要做什么事情的步骤。
So anything you want to think about, like, you know, how to keep your house clean, how to lose weight,How to keep your kids listening to you. Everything's in a list.
所以如果你想要知道说怎么样让你的家里保持整齐，你整洁，你到那个网站你可以看到一堆的步骤。你怎么样让你的孩子可以听话，你到那个网站可以看到一些步骤。怎样能够减肥，你到那个网站也可以看到一些步骤可以做的。
And so the idea within our minds is we can do it, and then we can gain something.
所以我们的思想就是说，我们可以去做一些事情，我们就可以得到一些结果。
But that is the first mistake.When we think about Christianity and understanding what it means to follow God.
但是当我们谈到我们基督信仰跟随神是什么意思的时候，这是一个错误的观念。
Because the first thing Jesus says to him is what? In verse 17, he says, Why do you ask me what is good? There is only one who is good.
在十七节我们看到耶稣对他的回答是说，你为什么以善事问我呢？只有一位是善的。
That doesn't answer the young man's question at all.
耶稣讲这一句根本没有回答那位年轻人的问题。
Because Jesus is dealing with the very core mistake in his understanding of what it means to follow God.
因为耶稣在这里呢，是在跟他帮他处理他一个思想问题的中心。
And that is, there is nothing you can do that God cannot do himself.
那就是说，你不能做什么事情是神自己不能。你可以做什么事情是神不能做的？没有这样的事的。
And so, within the very heart of that question, to follow God is to first recognize what is good and who is good.
所以这个问题的一个核心中心就是说，什么是良善的？谁是那位良善的？
Because once you realize that God is the only good thing, then your deeds will never add up to what God requires.
所以如果我们明白到说神是那位唯一良善的，我们就知道说不管我们做什么善事都不能增加那个美善。
You see, if you don't understand the very essence of who God and who Christ is, then there's no way that you can follow him.
所以如果我们不明白神是怎样一位神，耶稣是一位怎样的神，我们就没有办法真正来跟随主耶稣。
Because you are still following who you consider Christ to be.
因为如果你没有一个正确的观念，你所跟随的一位神是你自己认为的那位神。
Like for example, there was one time a while back where there was a small Christian movement that said, I hate the church, but I love Jesus.
前一段时间有一个基督教的运动，那个运动就是说我不喜欢教会，但是我爱主耶稣。
Oh, the church is so tainted with sin and struggles, and we need to follow the rules and everything of God.
因为教会都是充满罪恶的，所以我们要跟随的就是主耶稣而已。
Sounds nice, right?
听起来好像是很好的。
Church has problems, but Jesus doesn't have problems, so follow Jesus, not church. Okay.
教会是会有问题的，但是主耶稣不会有问题的，所以我们不跟随教会，我们是跟从主耶稣是对的。
But something like that doesn't realize what is the heart of Christ and that the church is what he loves.
但是呢，在这个运动里面呢，缺少一样东西，就是说，我们要知道耶稣的心，因为耶稣看教会是他的身体。
And so when you look at this and you think about the young man and all these different things, we need to understand who God is, or else we're following something completely false.
所以，当我们看到这个年轻人，年轻财主问的问题，我们就是要明白说，神是一位什么样的神，不然我们所跟从的就是一个我们自己所想出来错误的一个观念。
Because people love the teachings of Christ because they're nice.
我们都很喜欢听到关于主耶稣的教导，因为这些教导都是很好的。
And so when you look at it, the first thing this young man says is teacher.
所以当你看到这个年轻财主问耶稣的第一个问题是夫子。
And when he says teacher, he has already not realized who Christ is.
所以当他称耶稣为夫子，他其实是并不认识耶稣 是一位什么样的。
And when we go and we ourselves as Christians follow God, we're not only saying, God, you're the rule giver, you're the teacher.
所以当我们要跟随神的时候，我们不是只是认识神是那位给我们命令、给我们诫命来遵守的神。
But the reality is we have to recognize that God is the one who is the center of it all, and because of his grace and mercy, we're able to follow him.
所以当我们讲到神的时候，我们要知道神是一切事物的中心，他是 那位给我们恩典能力来跟随他的神。
Because if you look, continue on in the verse, right? In verse 18, and verse, all the way to verse 20, Jesus says, follow these commandments.
所以如果我们接下来从18节看到20节，你就会看到耶稣跟他们说，当遵守诫命。
And like, don't murder, don't commit adultery, don't steal, don't bear false witness, honor father and mother, and the list goes on.
像这些不可杀人、不可奸淫、不可偷盗、不可做假见证、要孝敬父母等等这些的诫命。
And this young man has the audacity, has the boldness to say, I have followed all of these since I was younger.
而这位年轻的财主很大胆地跟他说，这一切我从小就遵行了。
And sometimes we criticize this young man for that mindset, right?
有时候我们会批评这位年轻的财主说，哇，他自己很自傲。
See, hindsight is 20/20. We're reading the Bible, we know the whole story.
我们都看了整个经文的这段故事，我们都很清楚。
And this young man comes in and says, I followed all the rules.
然后我们看到这个年轻人说，所有的诫命我都遵守了。
And we say, how ridiculous.
我们想说这是多荒谬的事。
But let's think about our own minds and hearts for a second.
但是让我们自己来自我思想跟省察。
See, personally, I am a more of like a goody two-shoes rule follower type.
我是那种喜欢跟随一些教条的人。
So yeah, I if you were to label me, I'd be more Pharisee than a loving guy, right?
所以你如果给我贴标签的话，我是比较像是法利赛人那一类的。
And so if you were to ask me, right, for example, I've never drank before.
我以前从来不喝酒的。
Like not a sip of alcohol.
我一点酒都不沾。
And a lot of like Christian moms before I was married was like, oh, never drink before. He's a good Christian.
很多基督徒的父母以前我还没有结婚前看到我都说，哦，他是不喝酒的年轻人，他是个好基督徒。
And so we think that, and a lot of times I come in contact with Christians or people that I don't think are really Christian.
很多时候我们可能会觉得说我们认识一些基督徒，但是我们觉得他们 不是真的像基督徒的。
And we meet somebody who, you know, goes out on parties and drinks in college and, you know, like messes around with girls, whatever it is.
我们可能看到一些基督徒年轻人，他们都是常常去参加派对的、喝酒的，然后交一大堆女朋友的。
And let's think in our minds. Immediately in our minds, what do we think?
当我们看到这样的人的时候，马上我们想的是什么？
We think, oh, that person may not be a Christian, right?
我们想说这样的人可能不是基督徒。
I'm a good Christian. I go to church. I teach Sunday school. I do worship. I do all these church things.
我是个好基督徒。我每个礼拜天都去教会。我教主日学。
But this person, let's pray for them. Let's pray for them.
那这样的人，让我们为他祷告。
Right there is exactly the personality that this young man has.
当我们这样想法的时候，我们其实就像这段经文所讲的这位年轻财主一样。
Because if you look at the commandments that Jesus gives.
当我们来看耶稣给的诫命的时候
，You shall not murder.
不可以杀人。
Okay, raise your hand if you murder. I'm kidding. Don't. So you shall not murder. Pretty easy to keep.
不可杀人很容易遵守。
You shall not commit adultery. Not too bad.
不可奸淫也不太难。
You shall not steal. Okay, maybe not in your taxes, but you know, actively steal out of a store. We didn't do that either.
不可偷盗，可能我们真的去偷没有的，可是偷。逃税呢？
You shall not bear false witness. Well, I never went to court and lied to somebody.
不可做假见证。哦，我从来没有去过法院，然后讲一些假的话。
Honor your father and mother. Yes, I gave them a little bit of trouble, but you know, eventually we came to the conclusion that I took care of them now.
当孝敬父母啊，我小时候可能给他们一些麻烦，但是我后来我现在还是奉养着他们。
You shall love your neighbor as yourself. I give to World Vision every single year. I support two kids. For World Vision.
当爱人如己，我常 为一些组织来奉献，我也支持一些孩子。
And so you think to yourself, I followed all these rules, I'm okay.
所以你对自己说，其实很多诫命我都有遵守的，我
还不错的。And so this young man says, all these I have kept, what do I still lack?
这就像这个年轻财主说，这一切我都遵守了，我还当做什么呢？
And that is not so different from when we think about our own lives.
这个跟我们想我们自己的生活的方式其实并没有太大的差别。
Because when we come in contact with someone who we believe has sinned more,
当我们接触到一些事情或是一些人，我们觉得这是有罪恶的。
We say, thank you God that I'm not like them.
我们说感谢神，我不像这样子。
And even though we may not verbally say it,
有时候我们可能嘴巴没有讲出来。
But in our hearts and our minds, we're acting the same way this rich young ruler is.
但是我们心里跟我们的脑子里想的其实是跟这个年轻财主一样的。
Because we said we followed all the rules.
我们可能都想说，我们都遵从了一切了。
We served when we were called.
我们被呼召，我们也来服侍了。
And so this must be enough to receive heavenly reward.
所以我们认为我们所做的这些应该够让我们能够承受永生。
And so this young man is trying to prove himself to Christ. It says, hey, I followed all these rules. Am I missing anything else? I'm perfect.
这就是这个年轻财主跟耶稣说的，说这一切我都遵守了，我不完美吗？
And you see, the understanding of who God is will always stop you from asking or telling God that you followed all his rules.
所以当我们对神没有一个正确的的观念认识神是意味什么神的时候，我们向神说的话常常都会是一些错误的观念的。
Because we know that in Scripture, when God says you shall not commit adultery, He says if you commit adultery in your heart, or you hate a brother in your heart, you've already murdered and committed adultery.
而事实上，在圣经里面，当神说不可杀人，神的意思是说，当你心里面有那样一个念头，恨他到一个地步，想要杀他，其实你就是犯了这个杀人的罪了。
And so we.Because this young man doesn't understand who Christ is, he thinks he is able to fulfill the law of God.
那因为这个年轻财主他并不真正认识耶稣是一位怎么样的神，所以他以为他自己可以遵守耶稣所说的一些。
And the reason why this is so dangerous is because then it completely negates his belief of whether or not he needs the sacrifice of Christ.
这个错误思想的危险性，就是因为这样一个错误观念，会影响他做一个决定，是不是能够放得下神要他放下的东西来跟随耶稣。
Because in his mind, he thinks he's done everything, so therefore he doesn't believe that he needs salvation.
因为在他的思想里面，他觉得他已经做了够多了，所以他不再认为他需要再做什么来得到这个永生。
And so then he's already lost that connection with God. He's on a completely different wavelength.
在这样情形，他已经失去了跟神的一个连接性了，他是自己单独的在一边。
And so Jesus continues to try to draw him out.
所以耶稣继续的想要把他带进来。
Because if you think about how Jesus is talking to this young man, he doesn't just say, there's no way for you.
因为当我们看到耶稣对这个年轻人所说的话，我们没有看到耶稣说，你绝对不可能进天国的。
He's trying to get this young man to realize who he is.
他试着要让这个年轻人来认识他自己是一个怎么样的人。
He says, you're looking for eternal life?
他说你想要得到永生。
Tell me, who is good?
你告诉我什么是良善。
The young man doesn't realize that Christ is good.
但是这位年轻财主并不认识到耶稣就是那位良善。
Jesus says, you can't follow all the rules, you need salvation.
耶稣要跟他讲的是，你不能只是单单遵守这些规条，你需要的是救恩。
This young man said, I followed all the rules,What else is, do I need?
这个年轻人说，我已经遵守了一切的规则了，我还需要做什么呢？
And Jesus finally tries one last time.
耶稣最后又试了一次。
He says in verse 21, If you would be perfect, go sell what you possess and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven, and come follow me.
所以耶稣在第十二节对他说，你若愿意做完全人，可去变卖你所有的分给穷人，就必有财宝在天上，你还要来跟从我。
You see, a lot of times we think that this is very difficult because of the sheer amount of money that the young man has.
很多时候我们都认为这句话是很难的，因为这位年轻人他有很多的财富。
And it does say in Scripture that.
在经文里也是这样说。
But you have to realize, why is it difficult for him to give this up?
但是我们要知道的是，为什么年轻人对这个年轻人来讲那么困难来放弃这一切？
Because if you really want to think about it, right?
如果你真的要来仔细的思想
，Let's say we've got a really good job.
那让我们说，我们有一份很好的工
作。We have money in the bank.
我们在银行有很多的存款。
That is our gold and our wealth.
那是我们的目标，也是我们财富。
And God says, "Give me all of your wealth."
然后神对我们说，把你所有的财富都给我。
Okay, empty bank account. Here, Jesus. It'll take me 5 more years to gather it back up.
我就说，哦，好，我把钱全部领出来，神这给你，我再工作五年，我又可以存一样的钱了。
That right there, oh, I'll give you everything. It's not truly everything.
这里我有的，我现在给你。事实上，现在给的这些，并不是所有的东西。
Because the last phrase of what Jesus says is, "Come, follow me."
因为21节的最后一句话，耶稣讲的说，你还要来跟从我。
There is no safety net for this giving.
在这个给出的这个是没有一个安全的网子让你留的。
If you think about the way we give, many times we give up to the point where we say, "Oh well, I'm still safe to give this amount."
因为当我们要给出去的时候，我们是在想说，我这些给出去，我自己还是有的，我还是有安全感的。
There is a little bit of a safety because we still have jobs, we still have, you know, things that we can fall back on. So God, here you go. That's as much as I got.
因为在我们给的时候，我们还是有一份稳定的工作，我们还是有一份安全感，所以我们说好，神这部分我可以给你。
But the difficulty is when that giving starts cutting into your comfort.
那困难的是，当你要给的这个已经让你感觉有点不舒服了。
And it's not even having to do with money.
而这个不舒服还不是跟钱财有关系。
Because you have to realize this rich young ruler, where does he get his title and his identity from?
当我们来看这个 年轻财主的时候，我们要知道说他的头衔跟他的地位是从哪里来的。
He gets it from his wealth.
他的头衔跟他的地位都是从他的财富而
来的。If he is to give up his wealth and never regain it, he loses his identity as the rich young ruler.
所以当他把他所有的财产都给穷人的时候呢，他没有任何东西，他就没有这个财主这个头衔了。
And the security of his identityAnd who he is very much broken.
他那种身份地位的这个安全感呢，在这时候就都没有了。
I'll give you a different example for those of us who aren't as worldly.
我再给你们另外一个例子。当我们都比较属灵的话
maybe we read, you know, about Gandhi. We say, "Oh, no worldly possessions." So let's deal with something else.
所以我们现在来看另外一个，不是讲这个世界的。
And so let's assume that you're a PhD.
让我们讲说你的博士
You work, you know, 7-10 years to write articles, to write papers, to get published in scientific journals.
你花了十年，你做了研究，你写了很多报告，发表很多论文。
You may not have won the Nobel Peace Prize, but you were in the consideration, so not bad.
你可能没有得到诺贝尔奖，可是你的名声还是很不错的。
And one day God comes up to you.
有一天神来到你面前
says, "Come, follow me and be a pastor."
神跟你说，你来跟从我做一个牧师。
Sure, why not?
你想说好啊
？And God says, "Okay." And in all of your articles and your research and all the awards that you win, I want you to cross your name off so that nobody knows what you have done and who you are.
但神跟你说，但是我要你把你以前写的论文、做的研究、发表这一切的东西，把你的名字都涂掉，所以没有人知道你是某某博士，或是你做了什么事情。
You see, being a pastor while having the identity of, you know, a PhD.A mathematics genius, a physics genius, a biology genius. That's okay because I gave this up.
你想比较一下做一个牧师这样的名称，或是你是一个化学博士、物理博士那一些头衔的名称。
And when you sit there and you say, "I can be a pastor as long as I still have my identity as a PhD," it's not that uncomfortable.
那你在想说，好，我可以做一个牧师，可是人家还知道我曾经是一个某某某某博士，我还是拥有这样的一个身份，对你来讲可能都不是太难了。
But if God asked you to give all of that up and just be His servant or His worker, it changes things.
但是如果要的是你放下这一切，把这些都放掉了，没有人知道你过去是什么博士，有什么身份地位，那就不是那么容易的事了。
That is the attitude that God is asking the young man to have.
而这个就是神要求这个年轻财主所拥有的态度。
Now, what I'm not saying is this.
我并不是在说。
I'm not saying if you decide to follow God and be a pastor or missionary.
我并不是说你要跟随主，你要做一个牧师或是一个宣教士。
That you have to erase your past life and you know you can't have any worldly accomplishments. I'm not saying that.
那你就必须要把你过去一切的成就都把它涂抹掉了。我并不是这样说。
What I'm saying is that you must have the willingness to do that in order to truly follow after God.
我所要说的是，你要有这样的一颗心，一颗愿意放下这些的心，才能够专心来跟随主。
Because the same thing happens actually if you think about Job, right?
所以当我们想到约伯，是一样的事情发生在他
身上。God gives him an abundance of wealth.
神给他很多的财富。
And when he takes it away,Job has to say, naked I came to this world, naked I depart.
而当神把约伯所有的财富拿走的时候，约伯他说，我是赤身的来到这个世上。
And so then God eventually gives it back to him.
约伯说，我是赤身的来到这个世上，我会赤身的离去。所以他接受这一切的时候，神就把一切的财富又给他了。
But the heart of the matter is that when this rich young man says he cannot follow him, for he had great wealth,
然后问在这个里的问题，这个年轻财主说他不能跟随主，是因为他有很多的财富。
It is because his very being, his very person is attached to that wealth.
那个中心的问题是这个年轻人他心里想的，还有他跟他所拥有的财富有很紧密的关系。
And so God, what He requires of us is everything.
所以神要我们的是我们的一切
，not just our excess.
不是我们外面所有的东西。
Not just, you know, everybody assumes 10%.
不是我们想所想的说只要给出十分之一。
No, 10% of my time.
我时间的十分之一。
10% of my money.
我的金钱的十分之一。
10% of my, you know, my mental capacity.
我脑子里面装的东西，我拿出十分之一来给神用。
That's not what God is requiring of this rich young ruler.
这并不是神给这个年轻财主所要的东西。
He says, give away everything, because.This is what's interesting. Does he say, sell all your possessions and give it to me?
这里我们要注意，神有没有说，把你所有的一切都变卖，把它给我？
No, he says, give it away to the poor.
没有，神是说，给穷人。
I have no need for any worldly possession.
神并不需要这世上任何的财富。
I want you to then come and follow me.
我是要你来跟随我。
You see that last phrase, come and follow me,is really the nail in the coffin for this young man.
我们来看这最后这一句话说，来，你还要来跟随我，对这个年轻人就是一个最困难的事情。
Because to follow God requires you to give up everything.
因为你要跟随主，你需要撇下一切。
To realize there's nothing you can do.
就是你要知道说你不能做什么。
And that only God is able.
只有神能够做事。
That is difficult for us as human beings with the amount of pride that we have within our hearts and our minds.
对我们人来说，这个观念是很难的，因为我们都有我们的自己的骄傲。
Oh, I am Albert Liu, father.
我是Albert Liu, 我是一个父亲。
And if God's like, you know, give that up, that's going to be hard.
神如果对我说，你把这些都放掉，那对我来说很难。
I am Albert Liu, speaker.
我是Albert Liu, 我是一个讲员。
If God tells me to give that up and do something else, that's kind of hard too.
如果神要我不要再做这个做别的，那对我来讲可能也很难。
I'm Albert Liu. I finally have a 401k and a retirement plan.
我是 Albert Liu. 我终于有一堆的存款在我的退休金。
If God says give that up, oh man, how's baby Ellie going to go to college?
然后神说你要把这些都放弃，那我也想说，那我的孩子将来上大学怎么办啊？
You see.The act of following God is very, very difficult.
所以我们要真的能够跟随神，不是一个容易的事情。
But the thing is, Christ understands this.
而耶稣基督他知道的。
Because later on when he says, you know, talks about it's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle, and et cetera, et cetera.
因为后来耶稣提到说，虽然他提到说富人要进天国比骆驼要穿过针眼还难。
What he says is, but,What is impossible with man is possible with whom?
但是耶稣后来他讲说，在人不能，但是在谁可以呢？
It's God.
在神凡事都行。
You see, the focus of this passage goes from understanding God, who is good, to who actually allows you to follow God, which is God Himself.
所以我们看到这节经文一开始告诉我们说，那位良善的是谁？是神，一直到说。这一位良善的神是那一位可以让我们有能力来跟随他的神。
You see this conversation with this young man, Christ is trying to make one point and one point only.
所以我们从这段经文看见这个财主跟耶稣的对话里面就只有一个重点。
It has nothing to do with us as individuals, it has everything to do with who God is.
这个重点就是不是跟我们个人有关系，而是跟神是一位什么样的神有关系。
Our value, our intrinsic value as individuals, is nothing.
我们自己对我们自己这个人的价值这个观念其实是不重要的。
But our value because of God is everlasting.
但是我们的价值的存在是因为神的话，我们这个价值是永存的。
You see,the difficulty of following God many times is we put so much focus on what we must do, what we can do, what we are willing to do.
所以我们看到说，我们都想到要跟随耶稣是很难的事，因为我们都看到我们自己必须要做什么，我们可以做什么，我们应该做什么。
And we think to ourselves, I am talented or gifted, so therefore God must need me for A, B, or C.
我们可能会想到说，我是因为有才干的人，我有很多天赋，所以神需要我来为他做这个做那个。
But if you look at Scripture, what he says is that for man it is impossible to follow him alone and to follow rules.
但是我们看到经文，神是在告诉我们说，在人他自己想要来跟随主，或是跟遵守神的诫命，其实是不可能的，是难的。
And of course, Peter is a little more loudmouth, right?
那我们都知道彼得是有点大嘴巴的。
He says in verse 27, See, we have left everything and follow you. What then will we have?
所以我们看到在27节彼得就对耶稣说看啊我们已经撇下所有的来跟从你将来我们将可以得什么呢
And Jesus, honestly, sometimes I read it and the way he phrases his response is kind of funny.
那我们来看耶稣回答的那个方式其实是有点意思的。
He says, You who have followed me will sit on 12 thrones and judge the 12 tribes of Israel.
耶稣说你们这些跟从我的人将来要坐在十二个宝座上审判以色列十二个支派。
And everybody who has left houses, brothers, sisters, fathers, mothers, children's lands for my name's sake will receive a hundredfold and inherit eternal life.
而凡为我的名撇下房屋或是弟兄姐妹、父亲、母亲、儿女、田地的必要得百倍并且要承受永生。
So if you stop there, Peter feels pretty good about himself, right?
所以如果我们只读到这里我们想说哇彼得感觉会很好。
He says, oh man, I left all this stuff, I'm going to get so much more back. It's like, you know, I invest $1 and get millions of dollars. It's a good deal.
彼得我们看到彼得可能会想说哇耶稣讲这些我 投资一块我将来得到几百块哇这是太好的 投资了。
And so then,Jesus says this phrase.
但是耶稣接下来说了一句话。
But many who are first will be last, and the last first.
然而有许多在前的将要在后，在后的将要在前。
Think if you're Peter, right?
想想如果你是彼得。
You are a poor fisherman.
你是一个贫穷的渔夫。
You just saw this rich man get turned away by Jesus.
你才刚刚看到这个富有的财主好像被耶稣的话吓走了。
And you say to Jesus, I've given up everything for you, so I must be on the very top of the list, right?
然后你对耶稣说，我已经为了你撇下所有一切了，我应该是在这个名单上面最上面的。
And Jesus says, yeah, people who have given up will be, you know, up there.
然后耶稣说，是，如果有人撇下这一些，你将来在上面是得到很多
的。But many of the first will be last, and last will be first.
但是在前的要在后，在后的要在前。
And then if you're Peter, you're like, okay, am I supposed to be first or last right now so that I can be last or first in the future? And it completely destroys human logic.
那你 Peter 在时候可能会想说，那我现在是应该在前面，然后以后在后面，还是我现在应该在后面，以后可以在前面？这好像把我们人的逻辑全部都打乱了。
Because again, Christ is teaching something so unique.
因为再一次我们看到耶稣所教导的是像这样的独特。
The focus of following is not the reward.
我们跟从耶稣的中心并不是在那个奖赏上面。
But the person who rewards.
但是我们要专注在的是这个给奖赏的这一位主。
Because when the reward no longer matters, God then gives freely and openly to those who are willing to sacrifice.
所以当我们的专注力不是在那个奖赏的时候神他自己就会自由的来奖赏 那些愿意跟从他的人。
And so when we think about the cost of following Christ,
所以当我们在思想我们跟从耶稣的代价
we have to realize we cannot look at it from human eyes.
所以我们要知道说我们不能从我们人的眼光来看这件事情。
We cannot think that we are able to do something that God is willing to accept.
我们不要想说我们自己真是能够做到什么事情让神接受的。
And one of the examples I give a lot.
我常常给这样一个例子。
When people talk about, oh, what is God's will for me, or how do I follow God better?
所以当我们讲到说我们怎样能够更好的跟从主呢？
And a lot of times it's college students who are like, what college should I go to? What major should I pick?
很多大学生都会在讲说我去的是哪个大学，我选的是什么样的专业。
And I ask them this question.
我常常问那些年轻人这样一个问题。
Are you writing down everything you want on a piece of paper and giving it to God to sign off on?
你有没有把你想要的东西都写在纸上，然后把那张纸拿去给神签名呢？
Or are you giving God a blank sheet of paper and saying, you write what you want me to do?
或是你会给神一张白纸，跟神说，请你写下你要我做的。
See, the mentality is different, right?
所以我们在这里看到不一样的观念。
Sometimes, like when you're older,
当我们是比较年长的。
And you start looking at people who are younger.
我们看那些年轻的人。
And they're worried about all this stuff.
他们都在担心一些事情。
And you're like, you know, young man, young girl, don't worry about that stuff. It all works out in the end.
你会跟那些年轻人说，你们不要担心这些事情，这些事情以后都会好的。
Some of our youth group kids will come up to me, right?
我们有一个年轻人来问我。
And she talked to me because we had a retreat coming up.
他跟我谈事情是因为我们有一个退休会。
And she said to me, she's like, I don't know if I can go to retreat.
他来跟我说，我不知道我能不能去那个退休会。
Because my swim coach doesn't want me to go. He wants me to practice with the team.
因为我的游泳教练不想要我去参加那个退休会，因为他想
要我练习。And so I'm struggling.
那我现在很挣扎。
Should I give up swimming for, you know, going to youth retreat?
我是不是应该要放弃游泳课而去这个青少年的退休会呢？
And let down my team.
让我的队伍他们都很难过。
Or should I go swim and then come to retreat another time, another year?
还是我应该去继续我的游泳课，那我明年再来参加这个退休会。
And to me and my brain.
对我来讲，在我的脑子里。
And I'm a little mean.
我是有点严厉的。
I'm like, are you preparing for Olympics?
我就跟他说，你是在为奥林匹克运动在。
If not, it's okay to skip swim class. It's okay.
如果你不是准备要参加奥林匹克比赛，错过一次或是两次的游泳课没关系的。
And I think to myself, what is the value of your swimming in high school if you're not going to swim in college, you're not going to Olympics, it's not going to do anything for you long term.
那对我来讲，我会帮他想要说，如果你以后在大学，你也不会继续有这样的游泳课，你也不是要去比赛的话，你现在高中的这些游泳课错过一两次，其实没有什么大影响的。
And then you think to yourself, if you're even older, right? Let's say a young man gets laid off for the first time.
那我们再用另外一例子，说你更年长了，然后你看到这个年轻人说他第一次失去了工作了。
Oh man, it's like the world is over. They'll never find another job. And it's game over. They're going to have to, you know, work at some fast food restaurant or Walmart for the rest of their lives.
对这个年轻人来讲，他被炒鱿鱼了，他可能想说，哇，这是世界末日了，他再也不会有机会找到工作了，他可能只能在那个素食店打个工。
Or the first time someone breaks up with a girlfriend or boyfriend.
或是你是第一次失恋了。
And you've been married for, you know, like 25 years. You look at them like, relax, buddy, relax.
你现在是一个结婚25年了，你看到一个失恋的青少年，你想放心放松。
And when you look at, when God looks at the issues that we consider to be so important that we hold on to, the identity that we have, then you realize that when God is telling us, give it all up,It should be very easy if we look at it from a heaven's perspective.
所以其实一样的事情放在我们身上，就是当我们心里一直在看一些东西，我们觉得是很重要的，很难放弃的。其实我们站在神的角度，或是从天这样高的角度来看的时候，这个东西其实不是那么重要，也不是那么难放掉的。
You see, brothers and sisters, following Christ is of course not easy.
弟兄姐妹，跟随主耶稣当然不是那么容易。
And like I said before, there is no love without sacrifice.
就像我刚刚讲的，没有爱是不可能有牺牲的。
And if there's no love without sacrifice, then we need to be willing to sacrifice everything. Okay, let me repeat one more time. If there is no love without sacrifice, God is calling us to sacrifice everything.
所以，如果在这个，要牺牲的东西里面没有爱的话，神就不会要我们来放弃一些的东西的。
And if God is calling us to give everything up, we also have to realize that He's doing it for our benefit.
所以当我们知道说神呼召我们要来放下一切，其实神对我们是有一个美好的心意，是为了我们的好处的。
And many times, think of it this way. It's we're like a little kid, right?
让我们用这样的方式来想，当我们是小孩子的时候。
And kids love crunchy wrapping paper.
小孩子喜欢把纸弄得皱皱的。
Like my daughter, she loves to hold stuff that goes right?
我的孩子很喜欢抓的那种会有声音的那些东西。
And if you try to take that away from them, they scream.
如果你要把那样东西把他们手中拿走，他们就会尖
叫。But you're like, I'm taking it away. I need to give you the candy that the wrapper was holding. Let go of the wrapper.
所以，如果你是告诉他说，我是要给你糖果的，你现在要把这个纸放掉了，你才能够拿我要给你糖果。
And they fight with you. They don't want to let go of the wrapper. But you're like, this is the candy that the wrapper is holding. This is better than the wrapper. You can't eat the wrapper. You can eat the candy. Let go of the wrapper so I can give you the candy.
那他那个东西其实是一个糖果，是有包装纸的。那你要跟他说，我要把这个纸 拿掉，那你就可以吃到里面 的糖果了。可是他看到这个纸，他知道里面有糖果，可是他就放不掉那个纸。
And when you think of that, it's the same way God is dealing with us each and every single day.
所以其实对我们来讲，神每一天要跟我们教导我们、帮助我们的，就是这样同样一个问题。
Worldly things disappear.
这世上的东西很快就会消失。
God says, "Let go of that wrapper, so I can give you."What the real gift is.
神对我们要对我们说，放掉那个包装纸，因为我要给你的是那里面可以吃的那个东西。
And God has this conversation with the rich young man, and He has it with each and every single one of us.
这段经文，我们看见神跟一个年轻财主的对话，其实是神要对我们每一个人讲的话。
So, brothers and sisters, realize who is good.
我们要去认识，知道谁是那位良善的。
Understand.That he requires everything of us.
要知道说他要我们给要我们所给的是我们的所有一切。
But also realize that anything impossible with people is possible with God.
而我们要认识到说在人所不能的，在神是凡事都能的。
Let us pray.
让我们来祷告。
Dear Lord God, we pray today, Lord, that we'd be willing to give it all up for you.
亲爱的天父，我们祷告，今天我们愿意把一切都放下给你。
It is not easy to let go.
要放下这一切并不容易。
But we know that with you all things are possible.
但是我们知道在你凡事都能。
God, it is even more difficult sometimes to let go of the sinful things within our lives.
神啊，有时候甚至在我们生活里面要放掉一些跟罪有关系的东西是更难的。
But give us the strength.
但求你赐我们力量。
Give us the wisdom.
赐我们智慧。
Give us the ability to see the future.
赐我们能力能够看到将来更好的。
That one day that you will be giving us gifts beyond measure.
有一天你要给我们是超过我们所能想象的。
And Lord, allow us to want those final words.
主求你帮助我们能够想要这经文里面最后的这些话语。
Where you will say to us, well done, good and faithful servant.
到末了你会对我们说又忠心又良善的仆人。
We pray all these things in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，是奉耶稣基督的圣名。
Amen.
Amen.